Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It was the biggest scam of the century. Cancer patients were being sold a fake cure, and she knew how to stop them. But there was one huge problem. According to the government, she didn't even exist. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Alma Levant Hayden was a brilliant chemist, one of the best in the world. In the 1960s, a miracle cure for cancer called cribiozin came on the market, and Hayden wanted to find out if it was legit. But there was a problem. She worked for the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, but the agency pretended like she didn't exist. Even though she ran an FDA lab, she was never allowed to be publicly associated with the agency. Why? Scientists for the agency often had to testify in court, and the FDA was afraid the public would reject work from a black scientist. But Hayden had proved cribiozin was a fake. Would racism prevent her from exposing this dangerous scam? This was one of the biggest cases in agency history, but Hayden testified anyway. She got the drug off the market and stopped the scammers from taking advantage of sick people. Her story did, however, have a final ironic twist. She, more than anyone, would have loved the drug to be real, for she later died of cancer at only 40 years old. Despite a racist system that sought to discount her, her determination saved thousands of cancer victims and shows the power of perseverance. For it may not save our own lives, but it can be a matter of life or death for our communities. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this story on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.